Now, the Israeli prime minister says Tel Aviv supports the separation of Iraq's northern Kurdistan region from the country. Benjamin Netanyahu said Iraqi Kurds deserve independence. He also described the situation in Iraq as a collapse, calling it strife between Sunni and Shia Muslims. This is while Kurdish Peshmerga forces have been defending the provincial lines against militants in Iraq. They've also seized the city of Kirkuk, claiming it as part of their own territory. Well, let's speak to Nasir Al-Omari. He's an author and political commentator, and he joins us via Skype from New York. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Al-Omari. Now, why do you see the Israeli prime minister calling for the separation of Iraq's Kurdistan region? What does Israel have to gain from it?
Well, unfortunately, the collapse and disintegration of Iraq over the last several years has allowed the Israelis to penetrate and to establish excellent relationships with the Kurdish state, unfortunately. That's why seeing a divided Iraq is actually an Israeli in Israel's interest. It's a smokescreen. A few days ago, I don't know if it was today or yesterday, there was an announcement of establishing more settlements in East Jerusalem. This is just a way to distract attention from the attacks on Gaza and to say, look at the, Muslims and Arabs, they're killing each other, and, appear as if, he's interested in peace in the Middle East when what he's really interested in is further division and disintegration of Iraq.
Well, the idea of separate units, three different states being formed out of Iraq, modern-day Iraq that we have today, has been echoed earlier as well by U.S. officials. Do you think that they are going to capitalize on the situation and put pressure to bring forth that that call to fruition?
It's possible. But I think the whole idea is not very practical. Left with no oil and left with no resources, an Arab Sunni state would basically will not survive and will probably cause more trouble and more division and fighting and conflicts in Iraq. Iraq has always been one country. And we all hope that after the defeat of the terrorists, the Iraqis will find the common ground which has always unified them. So I believe that these calls for dividing Iraq are not practical economically. This is a single nation, and they have always been a single nation. So I believe these calls reflect the bankruptcy of the American foreign policymakers when it comes to the turmoil in Iraq.
And what is it that a united Iraq can bring to the region and the world that a divided Iraq cannot?
Well, it's no secret that Iraq is one of the most viable countries in the Middle East compared with other countries. The human factor is excellent. The Iraqis are very, very creative people. This is an oil-rich country. It has a lot of resources. It has an amazing location. And there is no reason why Iraq cannot lead the Arab world if they can put aside sectarianism and infighting and overcome and defeat terrorism.
Okay, that was Nasir Al-Omari, author and political commentator, joining us via Skype from New York. It's always a pleasure having you with us here on Press TV.